Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all.
Howdy, friends.
Welcome back to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur, and...
It's Cat Daddy, and I cannot stop listening to Buckin'. That's all I got to say.
All right.
We're here. Also tired. All right.
Okay. You know, I'm going to be quiet. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to close my mouth. I've been really watching Megan Thee Stallion videos. That's all I've been doing.
It's been a time.
Wow.
I'm hoping at the time that this hits the streets that Miss Twerksome has entered the chat. Because I'm just like, yo, the early odds, they are back. Back for real. Miss Twerksome is getting called to the room. Travis Porter is having an event up north.
Yeah, hey.
Well, a little bit farther north because we still below the Southern Basin Disco Line, but
we partying. I don't know what's happening. Times are wild. I don't know, guys.
Times are changing for real.
Wow. But we are here to talk about what our patrons picked. Megan.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yes. And if you would like to help decide what episode a month, you can join any paid tier on our Patreon, and you get to vote. And we have some polls coming up because I think if you've been listening for a while, if you've been here since December, we picked a lot of the episodes. I think we're going to be leaning into that coming in this summer. So please, you might want to hop on the train because there's going to be quite a few polls.
I'm on the train. There's a song.
Yes. I haven't heard that song about a song in a minute. I thought about was it New Guy? I also got that on DVD, by the way. That was one of the other movies that I got from the thrift store.
New Guy is one of my guilty pleasure faves. That's one of those movies I look back and be like, you know. But also I'm still pressing play, like without question, without a doubt. But I am very much excited about us talking about Megan. I feel like I have snuck this on a poll for months. And the girls have finally landed on her. And I'm like, it's about damn time.
Listen. It's great. We are here to talk about this girl. And she's out of control. And also, marketing and PR, you know, took over everywhere. So a lot of people, even if you have not seen the movie yet, you know what Megan looks like because she was out here dancing, you know, doing the Watusi in the streets, you know, moving around. You know what they should have done? They should have had Megan recreating that girl in the Apple Store video. That would have been really great.
I have various feelings about that.
You're like,
I'm like,
okay. Now that you think about it, maybe not. Okay, never mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is great. It's not.
I can have that in my head.
But you know who did recreate that video? Glorilla. Gloria Hallelujah Woods. Sure did. And you know what? I'm here.
Glorilla's mixtape. We are here. I'm just like, my head is just shaking so hard. Somebody pray for my brain. I know it's moving.
I am so glad that we are talking about this, not in depth, because, you know, obviously we're not going to derail it like that. But like, I didn't know that you press play in a real time or semi-real time, but it's, I didn't really skip many songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's Memphis. Like, it's nothing, even if there's a few songs where I don't really like the lyrics, I don't like the content of the song, because I'm like, I'm not really for this. But also, I am a big fan. Is it the op song? You know, yeah, no, I'm sorry. You can't be fucking with the ops, bro. But that shit, it's fire. Damn, that song was fire. Like, but also, girl, not fucking around with the ops. No. Man, I can't stand behind that. I can't condone that.
I'm not living this life because, me neither. No. But also, like, I feel that. This felt like a forbidden love story. Like, you know, she was a bitch. I was like, oh, girl. Because, listen, we're not going to do this today. But it was a forbidden love story. So, you know, I was just like, I'm not living this life, but I hope you figure it out, girl. They got the guns on you. Like,
man, I think I love. No. No.
Girl, now you can't be together. Y'all got to move somewhere else out in the country. I am entertained. No kind of fun stuff like that was happening in Megan.
No. Yeah, no. Yeah, a lot of things are going on. So let's go ahead and give a spoiler-free review. Tell people what's going on with it. And then, you know, we're going to talk about the sword thing. We're about to get into it. So after a tragedy killing her parents, Katie moves in with her aunt. And her aunt invents a prototype to help Katie grieve. That's it. That's all you need to do. That's all you need to know. I think that's enough. Unless, you know, Google out a different one, but that's all.
No, that was pretty much it. It's a child. It's a whole like dissertation. So that's not happening. It's real detailed. And I'm like,
no, that's too much.
That's pretty much it.
It's too much.
She created an AI doll.
Yeah, and I think the trailer actually gave away just a little too much. But it was a good time, and we got to see this. Didn't we get to see it a little early?
I believe so. Yeah. I also, back to you talking about marketing. We were talking about Halloween Horror Nights. One, Megan was everywhere. Megan was on the TV. Megan was at the event. She's doing dances in the commercial. Mm-hmm. We had flash dances. They wanted y'all to know this motherfucking movie was coming out. This bitch is about to whoop ass. She sure was. She was doing all the dance moves. And then also, to find all these people to look alike, kind of sort of around the same height, and they got these wigs on. The wigs didn't even look crazy. They look like, you know, they plucked the part. Exactly. They did pluck the part, but it was plop.
Yeah, they plucked it, but they didn't, you know, take as much care. They didn't take a paddle brush, you know. They should have took one of them hard brushes to the top so it wasn't like a hump. You know, when you get a fresh wig and it'd be a little, it feel like it's air in there. You gotta brush it down. You might have to put a hot comb on it. The lay it flat. They weren't thinking to do all that. It was a little too loose.
Yeah, but the girlies were doing those flips and kicks and shit. They were doing all of them in person. So what y'all saw on the TV, we saw that in Universal Studio. I said, oh, y'all in here, y'all moving. Oh, yes. Okay. When you see people on the Snap or the Insta Snap or the Snapchat, whatever the snappity snap snap, them things was moving. The girls was doing dance moves. And I am entertained. I love that some people are still reaching back, going to old tactics to get the things in front of the people. I think we're losing recipes.
Yeah, no. We need to take it back to a little PR and stop putting everything in the fucking trailers. No, we are bringing the recipes back because I watched 3 trailers. Yep. I watched. What's the same movie I watched? Yeah,
Did something tie you down?
No. Oh. I just didn't feel like covering my eyes this time. And it was long legs. That told me nothing. And I was like, okay, wonderful. It was just vibes and screams. Yeah, it was just vibes and screams and stuff and images and symbols. But I don't know what the fuck is going on for real. And a few others, but it didn't. They're stepping off of, we're giving you the whole goddamn plot. We're starting to give bitches vibes.
Somebody's listening.
Please, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm still not looking. I understand. Know nothing about this.
Yeah. But a lot of times, you know, we're just watching this horror. Yeah.
I usually watch the trailer afterwards because I'm just like, okay, great.
Okay, this is what they gave them. Oh, okay.
I want to go in like a book. Like, I sometimes very seldom read the inside of the jacket. Like, if I'm really like, all right, like, sometimes it's the cover, but then I'd scan a little bit, you know, do a quick speed. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, okay, great. This is, let me look on the internet and see. Okay, cool. But I'm going in blind. Half the time, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I mean, I know what kind of section it is, and I can see what kind of, you know, it's a dragon on the front. So somebody going to unleash the dragon, or they're going to become a dragon, which is still unleashing the dragon. So there we go. In the year of the dragon. I just need to know what's going on. So that's why I'm going to watch the movie first and then see the trailer last. And then it just, you know, works.
I was okay with these, but I think the recipes are, they weren't playing with this. And Bangin' was fun, especially for a movie that, you know, is mostly, I think it is PG-13. It's marketed towards like kids and teenagers and stuff. And I, as an adult, still had a fun time. I could watch it again. I would show it to people. It's not my first reach, but Megan's not playing. And also just the actual fear of what AI can do. There were scenes that were tense, not because the doll is moving around or anything. It's just the technology. And technology is fucking scary. This is some Black Mirror ass shit. This is definitely an Extendo Black Mirror episode.
I was afraid. Number one, y'all know how I feel about PG-13 movies. If you're new here and you don't know, hey, sorry, I'm one of those guys that are just like, I don't really know. But I'm not turning my nose up. I'm still here. I'm not being held hostage. So I was excited about this movie. This movie was exciting. Like, it was fun. It was refreshing. I haven't seen a movie like that in a while. I was entertained. Motherfuckers was dying. Great. I was like, okay, cool. And they were. And it wasn't like, oh, they 100% died off screen. Like, no, like, it still felt like we were, you know, it showed just enough. My only gripe is, we already know, is the runtime. But I wasn't in the bitch pissed because I was there for almost 2 hours. I did look around like, damn, we about to go home. Like, because, you know, I'd be ready to go to sleep. But I wasn't bored. Two big differences. I was just sleepy. You know, sometimes you got to hang it up flat screen and you just got to come back the next day. You already know what I'm talking about. I can't do that at the movie theater. So I had to power through and I did it. This was a good movie. The AI technology, Black Mirror. We're living in Black Mirror. So let's start there. The AI shit, I'm afraid. I am a great granddaddy when it comes to some realms of the internet. I quoted the other day in a conversation, the noisy Atlanta doc, when the guy was like, we on the internet, bro. We are the internet, bro. That's how I be feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, we are the internet, bro, because I align with that. Next sentence. I am so in the internet. I choose to be an elder about the shit. And I'm just like, all right, no, I'm not with the AI. That's a little too far for me. I feel like we didn't listen to the books. I feel like, you know, media and books, like, although they're like, you know, fake and to a certain degree and all that jazz, like, don't you think there's a possibility that the shit's gonna go wrong? Like, I'm just like, ah, it's just the hubris of man that always scares me. And so when we see it in this situation, like, I know that, like, especially how, like, I know this is a real thing. I know that people in real life right now are selling robots and dolls and all kinds of stuff in all kinds of realms and for all kinds of walks of life for all kinds of reasons. And y'all not scared of the AI? Like, I'm really just like, you're not scared of the computer? Like, you're not afraid of what happens when the computer is like, you know, like, bitch, I'm like done and like for real?
Bitch, I robot. Again, I keep thinking of the robot stuff and I was saying, bitch, fuck that. Or Terminator or The Matrix or anything where all the robots have decided, oh, I'm sentient. Once they go, why am I here? Once they start getting self-aware and they start having fucking existential crises, we're here. But either way, we're about to spoil this shit. I feel like we're about to start talking. So, spoiler alert. Blah, 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 blah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yes. Yeah. We didn't spoil it, though.
Yeah, we didn't. That's why I threw this in here. Like, bitch, go see it. We recommend it. It's not a waste of time. It is fun. It's at least
it came out
fun.
January 6th. What? Where were you on January 6th?
Where were y'all? I'm looking.
January 6th, 2023. Where were you?
Hey. Y'all can't see cat ass. They got the real narrow bitch. But yeah,
Mr. James Wan.
Hey, and directed by Gerard Johnstone.
Yes.
I don't know if I have seen. Oh, did he direct Housebound?
I'm about to click it. But also that means
yeah,
that
I've seen that. It's all right. It's pretty cool.
Megan and them exist in the James Wan universe. Oh. Yeah. I'm getting excited.
Please.
Okay.
This is too much. That neighborhood is out of control. And also, your insurance has got to be through the roof, swag.
Oh, my God. Like, I really just want to, like, I'm going to do it one day. I'm going to make a map. Like a map of the United States, and I'm gonna figure out, you know, like, you know, where Ravens Fair is supposed to be and all that other shit, where these people live at. And this is the James Wan universe, and we're gonna figure it out, and I'm gonna draw some stuff and put some stick people in there, and it's gonna be popping because I am invested. All of these, like, big potential, like, you know, like big, your big scares, your big whatevers, all exist in this little baby universe.
A lot packed. And you know he gonna add some more.
Jigsaw.
They are, listen, it's about to spread out. They're about to add more and more stuff. And I love that.
I'm excited.
Love that.
It's not a baby universe, but also, like, you know, compared to other units. We outside.
We outside, yes. So on Rotten Tomatoes, just had, Jack had like a 93, which is that's a little high for me. But hey, the girls loved it. And then what was the IMDb? It was like a 6.7, 6 point something, you know.
6.3 out of 10. Oh, but it was higher than that at one point. So they came inside.
Motherfuckers start hating. Also, I feel like what has been happening, and this is why I really got sick to making that rubric, people really come out and be like, they get the new movie, they're like, oh, I love it. And then somebody who watches it later be like, this movie sucked. And I'm just like, it's almost like no fucking nuance. It's just like, this movie's awful. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Stupid. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. All right.
That's fine. You know, everybody has a time in the sun. And that's okay.
Listen, well,
asterisk.
We liked it. I gave it like I think it's like a 7.58. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Are you in my brain?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Well, we're here. This shit started with like a little car, and they in a snowstorm, and it's like almost like white out snowstorm. And I've driven in one of these. I tell this story a lot, but I was in Richmond waiting for something, and I was to like drive, and it started snowing as soon as I started to drive, and I got stuck behind snow plows. So I had to drive from like where I was going all the way up to like 2 hours away, 30 miles an hour. I saw cars spinning around. I was just like, oh. I just had both hands on the wheel, driving slow, listening to R&B music. I was like, all right. Total helped me sing, bitch.
We were trying to stay up so late because I was watching the phone, like.
Total helped me sing.
Two hands on the cymbal. Moon technology. Nah, but that's scary. Like, that's horrific. Like, I truly can't imagine. Like, I know what it's like, obviously, to drive in horrific weather and see people spin out in real time. Like,
yes.
You going up a hill and they gliding back and you're like, oh, my God, not today. Or you're in the car.
In the car.
Gliding.
And my shit glid a little bit. My shit definitely slid a little bit. I was like
and your soul come out your body and you just float in the car like, oh, like...
I was like, bro, I will drive. I will literally drive 15 miles an hour. I'm going to get home at sunrise, but I'm going to get home, though.
And safety first. Okay. Indeed.
It's gas in the car.
Indeed.
Made it.
Period. Because absolutely not. But no, like.
I want to talk about this scene just a little bit. Because
yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Because
the parents are arguing.
Mm-hmm.
The arguing over screen time. First of all. I don't think it's a good idea to argue in front of each other about what y'all should have already come to like some kind of agreement on it at this point. But y'all have screen time and they're the husband or the wife talking shit like, oh, the toy was free. My sister, she, you know, just gave her this toy. She probably had to pay for it. And now she's always on this shit. She need to get off of this. It's too much screen time. And the dad is kind of like, whatever. I see that dynamic a lot. And it kind of almost... like they're painting the woman as like naggy, like she's problematic, but she's not. Like, this is a problem. This child is sucked into this toy and you trying to take it down. She got attitude just a little. She was like, turn it down. I did turn it down. That would have got the spit slapped out my mouth as a child. And I'm not condoning that because, you know, we know better. We don't just be hitting kids. But I just, when I see kids say shit to their parents in movies, I don't know. I'd be having flashbacks like I was in war. Because I'm like, what?
That's the PTSD. I mean, it's not okay, but like,
no, when I'm like, shit,
I'm with you in real life and in the movie. I was just like, y'all can do that?
No, yeah, that's I'm like, oh my goodness.
No.
But she even with
turn
that,
it down.
Yeah, but even with that, her mom's response, her mom has an attitude too. So they're kind of feeding off of each other. I feel like if she would have changed her tone, like, could you turn it down some more, please, though? I would like you to turn it down some more. You know, of course the kid has that attitude because they don't want to do it. They're feeling the way. They're trying to, you know, just, hey.
They're in the zone, auto zone, because, you know, they get sucked into the devices and they just be there.
Mm-hmm. So the dad's just like carefree about it. And I'm like, you need to care. You need to care about this. Mm-mm.
You can tell, like, we've talked about this a couple times on this podcast about couples and all, whenever they're going on vacation, it don't matter if there's a plus one or plus 25. The couple, a lot of the times in some of these movies, are they beefing, whether it's directly or we find out later it's some underlying shit that was unresolved and maybe somebody got a side chick or a side baby, some shit. I don't know, but they got beef. This one clearly was bigger than the screen time. I agree with you, Jazz. Like, I'm not, you know, we're not here to be the parents and police. I just don't think it's in best practice to, like, I mean, because of space, what we're talking about right now with actual trauma, I just don't think it's best practice to have, like, an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a moment where you're challenging each other or you're whatever the fuck you're doing in front of a child. Like, I don't know how you need to go about concealing that or moving through that and having a conversation another time. That's a level of adulting that I'm still moving through myself. Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like it can be done because just like we're recalling this story right now, and I know somebody's listening and they looking into the light and we all looking at each other in a circle.
Everybody.
Okay. So I think we could just like take 2 seconds and just be like, okay. Because then she's taking it a step further because she's not patient. She's upset. The adults are frustrated. And she had a point. You shouldn't have lied about, you know, you don't having the right tires to go up this hill and you ain't got no chains. But also in that same breath, this is not the best time to say, I told you so, nigga. Like, we need to think this through.
Yeah, we already here. And also, y'all, when you got through here, you realized you ain't had no chains. Y'all should have just pulled over right there. Y'all should have stopped somewhere else right there, turned back around. Where y'all got to go be so bad where we in this snowing? I mean, I think it was it skiing or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
But also, like, it didn't just get snowy out of nowhere. It was snowy before you went up a mountain. So clearly, you knew you were not prepared. You was probably slipping and sliding and glipping and gliding before we got up there. But it's cool. Like, you know, some people be real headstrong. They're going to do whatever they want to do. I want to talk really quickly about the perpetual pets, though. I want one.
Of course you do. Of course you want
it's the teeth.
My Tamagotchi is on the table right now.
I saw it when I was at the house. I was like, uh-oh. I can't wait. Mine is still in the box. I'm going to take it out.
Are you?
I am. Of course. I always had intentions of using it. I just didn't have time to like dedicate and be like a new Tamagotchi mom. Like
a new Tamagotchi mom. Yeah, my Jake flew off to the other planet. That motherfucker been there since. I ain't turned that motherfucker on.
Oh, Christ.
Bitch, no, that motherfucker beat too much. Shut the fuck up. I'm at work.
You can put it on silent mode.
And I don't think I know how, Kat.
You gotta read the instructions.
I don't have those anymore.
Okay, well, I have a box, so it's gonna have instructions in it. So we can just use that one. Okay. As a life update, everyone around me now has a digital pet that is not on their phone. I have now, all three of my nieces all now have digital pets. Two of them cannot read, but we're outside, so it does not matter.
Gotcha.
They're not even in reading age, and they just like, I just want the gotcha.
Gotcha.
That's okay. You can have whatever you want.
Like, right, I was talking about that. My sister was like, you just had a goddamn Tamagotchi. You used to be making all that noise. My sister used to be so mad. And she can still remember it, which makes up, that lets me know that I was getting on her fucking nerves. Oh man. But but Katie is getting on their fucking nerves because she is like taking her seatbelt off, like having a mini tantrum in the back seat. And always that made me think of Teton, where the kid is in the back seat doing the fucking most. And every parent, you know, I'm not a parent, but I know that I have siblings and I have been in the car with my parents and motherfuckers had to pull over because motherfuckers acting up in the car. Now, usually it was not me because...
I don't know what that's like, Jasmine, because they just didn't do that.
Like,
oh no.
I asked my mom and she was like, y'all just didn't do that. I'm like, well, I don't know what happened. We scared the shit out of us.
My brother used to test. My brother was testy. He's also a Gemini, so there's that.
Okay, we got one of
yeah,
those.
Yeah, but he was testy. Like, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want. And my mom was like, skirt! Yeah, so I pull it over. I was like, and I'm just sitting in the back seat like, I don't see nothing. I'm making no eye contact. Please.
You're looking outside like, help. Mm-mm. Yeah, no. It was, I don't think we had much of that, but... No, I did see other people that be doing stuff, and I'm just like, woo, child. Or my nieces have done stuff. We was in a car. Watching your parents become grandparents and, like, has been the most interesting journey. I know that, you know, you've seen them become grandparents. Yes. So it's like, they're real different.
Real sweet.
All of us were all looking at each other. And I'm just like, hey. Like, the child was screaming in the back of the car for hours. I was just concerned as to why we didn't pull over. I know he was in traffic to console the child. But screaming. I said, oh, okay, y'all done grew up. Love that. But that's not what happened. Baby, they ain't got in a car accident. They died. They sitting around tussling and stuff. A truck is headed towards them because, you know, what is visibility? Obviously, this guy, the weather's so bad, he must have been driving in the middle of the road. Or the truck was... Someone was driving in the middle of somewhere they weren't supposed to be because what lines can't see them. And everyone in the car unfortunately perished except for Katie. And just really horrific scene. Really fucking terrible. And while we're seeing this, we're simultaneously learning about Gemma, which is one of the characters we're basically following Gemma. We're following Katie, but... We follow Gemma.
Oh, Gemma. Yeah.
And you see Gemma is like clearly an older millennial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl boss. She got her own place. She got money. Yes. No, this is a girl boss. She's an engineer. You know, she's a lady in STEM. She's got a big kid job. You know, that's like work. She works for Funky, which is like working for like, you know, Hasbro. Because the dude is talking about, we go kick Hasbro in the nuts. Like, you're working for a big time toy company. Yeah. You have a very popular toy. Like, you're designing stuff. So that probably comes with a lot of pressure. And she's working all the time. But because she doesn't have kids or family or any of that, you know, she has time because she could just invest that into her career and herself. And, you know,
her time is spent differently.
Yeah. But it's all the career. Because it's like, you can't work till 11 p.m. if you have to split your time. No. She doesn't have to split her. Yeah, she doesn't have to split her time. So it's just like, yes, I can work two shifts as a career back to back. Because we see her kind of do that later in the movie. But... You know, she's not used to having it, and this is a sudden thing. Like, her sister's not old. None of them are old. Katie is young, and she was homeschooled. So now, all of a sudden, you have a child now, and you've never been a mom, and you are busy. Yeah. Don't know shit about kids, for real. She's like,
Okay, but, like, I feel like, one, Gemma is played by Allison Williams. Two things. I also feel like somehow the Jordan Peele universe is looped up in here. When I see certain people, I'm just like, oh, baby, you cut up in this movie too in some way, shape, or fashion, bitch. It's still you. I see you. Anyways, Gemma clearly has decided I feel like Gemma isn't as close to her sister, right? I feel like that's real apparent. I feel like they're not far apart. You know, they still chop it up, but you know, we just be doing stuff. Because they talk like she don't be around. Like, and also, like the sister, be talking like she not even that cool with Gemma. Like, for whatever reason, she don't really bang with her. Am I reading too much into that?
No, because she was talking shit. The first thing you hear Gemma before you even see her, because she said she ain't even, like, she probably didn't even have to pay for shipping. I'm just like, what's the point of the toy if you got to do this, that, and the third? Blah, blah. Like, she was talking shit. Like, and also, like, are you mad or are you jealous? Like, what are the things that are going on?
Okay, because listen.
Because it can be both. It can be not but. It can be and. It can be both of those things. You could be annoyed that she's not spending, more sincere time or quality time. You're just spending some money or here's this thing from my job. That's like somebody coming, like, I work somewhere and I'm bringing up, here's a mug from my job as a gift. Girl, don't I want that? Well, granted, it's way cooler than a mug. It is a toy, not going to lie. I mean, I do like mugs, but...
But the point is, you should be giving perhaps quality time.
Yeah.
Instead of... The gift is cool.
But, like,
the, you know, the human connection is possibly what they're desiring. Cause I'm just like, she seemed a little upset. What happened to this? What happened to siblings?
Yeah.
Cause now you dogging the auntie out. Oh, we seen this before. Before we hit the joint, I was talking about Waysetta and I was like, see, yeah, here we go. That's the other thing. Ooh, when you start dogging people out in front of kids, kids soak that shit up like a sponge. Remember, we forget, not me. But some of y'all be forgetting you were once a tiny person. Okay? You remember stuff that was said to, around you, done to, or whatever the fuck. You remember that.
Exactly.
I know people forget in the heat of the moment, but like,
no, that's one of the last things that her parents were talking about. She remembers that conversation, probably constantly replaying it. And she already knows that you're dissing and feels like you don't. And it's probably not the first time they said something about it. So you, and also, again, even the just you showing up. If I'm in a situation, say I'm super busy, if something were to happen to my siblings, I have spent enough, even if I don't spend a lot of time, I have spent enough time where it's not going to be like I'm meeting a stranger. Like, I know things about them. I know what kind of stuff they like. We, you know, we going to have, like, we cool, you know, because I spent enough time with them in person with quality time where we have a rapport and I know them. I've spent time getting to know them other than just dropping off stuff. So we could kick it for a little bit, even if I don't live close to them. It feels like she don't even be kicking it because she's like, hey.
It's just real, like, something definitely happened between the siblings. And they don't, like I said, they don't seem like they're that old. They seem like older millennials. So, like, you know, okay, cool.
30s.
Yeah, maybe. 30s to 40s.
Yeah, early 40s. Yeah, I don't even think they're in the 40s. I think it's 30s.
Yeah, but I think it's 30s. A... like, mid to late 30s. Maybe we're almost 40. But we're definitely, nah, no. But either or, it was just really interesting because I'm with it. Like, damn, like, you ain't fuck with her that much. Like, you to the point that you're damn near a stranger to the child. I mean, or not like a stranger, like estranged.
Yeah. So now this situation is like, oh, I'm not prepared for a child. And you don't realize that if you're by yourself and you've never had a kid in here, you don't got no toys. It's not colorful in here. Nothing's childproof. All your, like, DVDs and rated R movies are all just out and within eye level. They could just, you might come home and they are watching Kill Bill. And that is not, yeah, but no.
No, sorry.
Not that child.
I'm a 90s kid, you know.
Oh, yeah, my mom definitely would. My mom wouldn't let me watch. Well, my mom. Like, I was thinking about movies I went to see in person. Bitch, I definitely went to see Halloween H2O in person. Wonderful. I was 8 Great years parenting. Old. I Wonderful was like, parenting. Hey, bro. And we wanted to see it. We were all like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Really good choice.
Yeah. That's my first Halloween movie in theaters.
Wonderful. That is amazing. And I love that your family took y'all to see that. That is I'm not joking. I am dead serious. So that's what I was like, I don't know if I count here because I don't know. It could just be on. I don't know. But I'm with you. I feel like she should have. Okay. Here's what killed me. One, I keep, like, obviously we know that these are fixed. Like, these aren't real characters.
Yeah.
But I feel like she could have at least stopped at Target and been like, hey, like, throw some shit in the car. Like, I gotta get some groceries.
She never stopped there. She could have ordered it and had it delivered. She got money. That's what annoyed me because, girl, you have money. You have enough money where, honestly, you could have even quickly hired an au pair for a few days just to bring some things in, assist you with getting acclimated, you know, just while you're doing this. She had no
art supplies. Like, I'm just like...
She got tools. You know, I was like, all right, you got collectibles. And then I thought of you immediately as she would do collectibles. And I was like, we don't touch those. We don't open those.
And yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell them.
Cat don't open the motherfucking toys, bitch. We got anything like we received. All my stuffies are outside of the plastic. My stuffies be in the bed with me, hanging out. All cats are wrapped in plastic. Nope.
Forever. You too. Are. I am Andy in 4-year-old version. And I am going to blame Mama Cat for that. And she'll look y'all in the eye. No shame. It's got to stay in the tomb. However, there are things that are purchased on the side. I am not that kind of aunt. Okay. So let's really talk about that. First of all, my niece would get on here and be like, actually,
I'm crying because I'm just picturing Sabito on the bike.
Your knee's funny as hell.
All three of them, like, I don't really know. They gotta go. But I have a problem where they just be calling me up and be like, Calf, we going shopping. I'm like, that's what it's like. Like, this is life now. So we just be going to the store. I can't relate to this. Like, my first thought, as you heard, okay, boom, even if you forgot, like, to get the stuff, like you said, why you get an au pair? Why, even if you forgot to do all that. On the way home, I mean, I know we're sad. That's a good point. First of all, we're not even thinking about cheering up our niece. Also, I know that we're still processing that our own sister that we had beef with died. Okay? Because we're going to bring that to the surface. Them niggas had beef. They was beefing.
Yeah, they was. But she's definitely still grieving. And also, she could feel some resentment because now she's in this situation, especially in a tight space where she's at work and there's no one to help her pick up the pets.
But she didn't have to. Here's the thing. She didn't have to take on that responsibility. That's what's very interesting about the story.
Yeah.
She seems like she, like, obviously, we know she's grieving, so there's that, too. She could still be, you know, like, I'm putting all this into my work, so I don't have to really think about any of this. But bitch, you so hands-off, the lady about to come take her. And I'm just like, I mean, I feel that. But also, like, you wouldn't ignore a child. Like, that's not you. Like, you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
You also would be real with people and be like, so I am or am not able to take care of this child. Like,
yeah, I would have sent the child to the married. Like, okay, now it would have also depended, because if she was like, hey, for real, no, fuck the parents, like, I don't want them to go there, for real, like, please, all right, I'm gonna see. But in my situation right now, girl, I'm too poor. I cannot afford your child. I'm gonna have to send that child right over there, and I can go visit. I would then be more active. I would be pulling up and visiting more often and taking them to do things and sending them things and calling. You made it a situation where I'm still in their life and around and there for them, making sure myself more present. But you gonna have to live with them. They can afford to have a room, you know, be present, note what you're doing, take care of you. You wouldn't have had no motherfucking AI doll beating everybody ass in the neighborhood. That wouldn't have happened, you know. So she's, and I get it, you're adjusting.
I do.
But also, girl, please.
But I also get why you wanted. I mean, girl, okay. See, but that's also fucked up. When your coworker is telling you, girl, you're at work too much. You, number one, you just lost your sister, and your response is, I don't want to take off because, you know, all this stuff is due and he's going to be upset. First of all, I don't think you should be working at a place that like, outwardly, because I, you know, we all have thoughts. But, like, straight to your face will be like, girl, I don't give a fuck that your family died. I don't think that's the place. This is not the place for me. Okay. I really don't think it's a place for anybody else.
No. David is the boss, and he's an asshole. He's one of the worst, like, well, not the worst boss, but he's a very bad boss. But also, not even to his point. No, to his point, if any manager, I gave you a project to work on. The project is not done. You are locking me out. You're changing the codes, and you're working on something else and using the funds to make something else, not what I funded you. Because she's like, he could sue us. So she's dead ass in the wrong. And my thing is, this is some white woman shit, because as a black woman, I would never be able to get away with doing some shit. I wouldn't even have considered that shit, because they would have fired me immediately. Like, they're stealing company.
As soon as you swipe the card,
bro,
they're coming to...
Bro, as soon as the motherfuckers couldn't get in or couldn't find my black ass, they would have been like, excuse me. They would have been pulled up with security or something. No.
Coming soon.
It just pop. You get the notification. On your motherfucking, they don't even know what they don't get to know. They call your phone. Let's check. They call your office phone. Not tomorrow. I would like to see you in my office in 15.
Yikes.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what that life is like. You spent what? And no one said anything to you? No. First of all, no one is coming to check in on you. So I'm questioning the managing skills. Is it like that? Is it that lax in there? What's going on?
And even still, like, girl, you just need to face up to this. You didn't do your job and call it a day. Because again, if you would have been working on your job and not that prototype, you wouldn't be behind with overdue work, and you can still work on that prototype. Yeah. But also, you know,
she could have been doing both. Different. Yep.
She's moving different. And look at the cost. Because the shit blows up and messes up, and then that's why she gets the extension. And I got to rush, because, bitch, you have been working on your work the whole time, your whole assignment. You were not working on it.
And so now you're extra working stressed. On your work. Mm-hmm. You stress. You ain't getting no toy for your niece.
Damn.
You ain't got no coloring books, no
your
nothing.
Your sister passed.
No GIMP.
Mm-mm. Now and she's navigating dating. Yeah, navigating dating, because when she first came in, it's like Tinder messages or something. Like, hey.
It was exposing her. She was like, I'm crying. Having like the experience of the younger, like hanging out with the younger auntie or the older auntie. She gives the older auntie.
I don't even know if she is or not. I don't know.
I
thought she was younger, but hey, I didn't get to meet the sister long enough and we don't.
You know, I don't know. I'm just guessing. So, she gives older auntie vibes. Still, I don't know. Maybe it's the haircut. But I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. But when we get to the house, she gets there. They get their shit in there. Before, there's some kerfuffle in the driveway. Yes, I'm outside today. And, you know, the dog is out here doing dog stuff.
Ooh, disgusting.
This dog needs a muzzle.
Because he's biting people.
The fence should have been fixed.
Yes, been fixed. And it should have been, like, metal or something.
Or something. Like, if the neighbor wasn't doing it, I honestly feel like Gemma should have put, like, some kind of netting or some fencing up there.
She got money again. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not getting done.
And I just would have charged her. Like, if he still would have came through there, like, girl, I have a fence, and he's still coming through this hole, and you refuse to fix this, I am taking you to court. You got to flex it. And you're not doing that. I mean, she tried to flex it, and then the police... This was a really interesting story, actually. She tried to, like, reach out to the Federellis, and they was not helping her. And I'm like...
Well, it's white woman against white woman, so I don't really know.
Police is useless.
They are, but, you know, again, there's nobody to... I wonder how this situation would have went if the dynamic was different.
Oh, you already know how that would have went. They would have took that dog ASAP.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, no. Without question.
Especially after the dog bit the girl.
Especially after that. And don't y'all, so there's somebody out here right now who listening who's foaming, it's not about rape. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
No, yes, it is. And they just had a dog situation here the other day. Actually, the other week, a couple weeks back. And I ain't never seen so much force used to come get a human out of a building. But also, it was real crunk. Like, he starts sticking the dogs on people like Alligator Man.
Oh, no. Yeah, you gotta go, bro. Yeah.
It was wild. Very wild. There's a lot going on with that. But, yeah, so this dog and a neighbor situation, it all comes into it. They all, like, I really just feel like immediately the auntie should have been, I know she's still trying to process her shit, but she should have been like, all right, let me get the lady on the phone for me and the niece.
Yes, because I'm like, I need to talk to the lady right now.
Because,
I
bitch, need to what talk do you mean I'm lady. A parent? Let's start there. Who are you talking to about being a parent?
Yes, you need some support.
Because you just became a parent overnight. And there's nothing wrong with becoming a parent overnight, but less like human to human. That was a major life event. Let's debunk and let's debrief. Let's look around, bitch. You ain't got no toys. The only reason why that toy is open in your living room right now is because as soon as you put your fucking purse down, the lady came from the courthouse.
And said, excuse me, here for the meeting. Which also, I don't know. I've never had, you know, this experience. But she just seemed a little overly mean. Like, I'm like, don't you realize she just got here and she's adjusting a little bit? Like, damn. I understand that it feels... And also, yeah, she seems cold, but she just lost both of her parents. Like, come on. Come on. Also, I just feel like aren't you supposed to be helping people a little bit? If I were in this position and see that this child is here and you want to keep this child, all right, so hey, when I come in, there's not a lot of toys in here. There's not a lot of this going on. You might want to invest in these kinds of things. You might want to do this. Or maybe here's some channels. Here's some resources. I would have had some brochures or something. Like, you know, like here's some things you could do. Here's some links you could find. Like, bitch, instead of going like, I feel like... She was already on some, I don't really fuck with you. Parents already contacted me. And I don't know what they even said. They might have said something through dirt on her name, too. Because we never know what the sister was saying to her. Or saying to them.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it really could be, oh, well, you know, she's not fit. On some way set of shit, just like you said.
Yep. And not even just that, like... She might have also just messed around and got someone who was working on the case who really was just like, I've been in this job for X amount of weeks, years, or whatever, and I've just decided that, you know, like, not like decided, like, no, you up to some wild shit. I came and I don't see nothing. I'm just like,
it's whatever to me at this point. This is a job. You didn't do XYZ. Like, I'm not about to give you no hints because you sure already know what it's like to be a parent. If you're going to take this on, you need to know I'm not here to coach you. I'm here to fill out this document and I'm here to go home because rent is due.
Well,
that could also be it. And I feel that. That's not how I'm living my life. I'm living with Jasmine. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to bring some resources because I need you. The goal here is for you to be successful.
Yes. If that's what the wishes of the parents were, you know.
Yes, because nobody has actually said what's really going on. So, and I also feel like, it, once again, if you decided to take on this being a parent, you should have been supported. You should have had some something in there. Once again, some coloring sheets. And that's why you need to talk to the lady, because we need to immediately debunk your sister passed away. Y'all had beef that was unresolved. And now you feeling resentful for whatever reason. Oh my God, girl, you just spent up all the man's money and the project is not done. And if this new project don't go well, you ain't got no job. And you're going to lose the baby you just got. So step one, step two, they together. Step three, holy shit, my sister's dead?
Like, wow. Wow.
And now, number four, the daddy parents is saying, oh, they about to take my sister, the last part of my sister from me. Absolutely not. So now you got to get your shit together. That's a lot of stuff to do. And you got to plan a funeral. And I don't know how they do about the repast, but you got to make sure the food is right at the repast. I'm not sure if that's what she focused on.
I don't know if they do repast.
I don't really.
It was a video on TikTok, and it was like a repast, and a girl was like, it was a black woman and a white woman, and the white woman was like, I don't know. Some of may or may not do it, but
okay.
I'm telling you about this TikTok because she was like, no, I ain't never been to a repast. And she was like, ain't nobody died. The way she leaned in to say, what you mean? Ain't nobody died. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That is a part of the funeral that happens every time. Because that's how common it is for us to have a repast. Like, yes, somebody had food somewhere. Of course they did. Or at least met at people's house and had some chicken and at least a little liquor.
I was thinking about a repast dinner plate the other day. I wasn't thinking about the sadness, but I was just thinking about the options. It's kind of like the baby shower plate, but elevated. Because sometimes I be seeing the meatballs pop up. But I think we just be throwing the meatballs at any time we can get a chance. I love we say meatballs. I'm going to show up at your house. You make some meatballs.
I'll make some. Y'all bring me stuff to make the meatballs. I'll make some meatballs right now. I'm going to
put everybody to work. Put everybody to work. I thought about making some greens the other day.
Child, some pasta salad. Reason. Somebody need to put some on that grill.
I'm going to get Whitney on the line. Whitney, if you listen right now, we're looking at you right in the eyes. Whitney was already on the line. We about to put something on the grill. I'm going to make some deviled eggs. I'm making the deviled eggs.
All right. I make that pasta salad. I got you. I can make a little meatball, too. Listen.
I can make a little sliders.
Sorry, guys. Either way, we got Megan. She making this toy because instead of she doubles down. Still doesn't do her assignment after working all day. Like, literally from day to night after that lady leave, it is the morning time she eating breakfast, and it's the crickets is outside. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know if that baby ate anything or nothing, you know. And she's finally, like, you know, linking up with her, bonding, talking about Bruce, which is a prototype from back in college. And she gets an idea from her because she's like, if I had that kind of toy, I would never want another toy. And she was like, I'm going to finish what I have, which, again, that is some bold shit.
Never I would have did the assignment.
After getting cussed out the first time, because I probably wouldn't have been in it. But after you cussed out the first time, I would have just went ahead and did my assignment. I would have brought something to the table to keep my goddamn job on the line. But it works out because she just brings her niece in there and has them pair and bond. And the first thing she does is have them pair with each other. So she's the primary user, and that's important. What's also wild is I feel like putting your niece in that situation is kind of exploitative.
Yes, here we go. That's exactly what it is. Once again, where is the lady? Where are her friends?
No.
Like,
bitch.
And it seemed like the only friend she got is the coworker, because that's the only people we really see. Like, so she seemed like maybe she's the person that's friend with her coworker. She live at work. So maybe that's just all she got. And I'm not coming for her, but also, like, you're not even listening. That's what I'm saying. You're not even listening to her. The girl's trying to tell you, you need to go home. You are grieving. You need to stop diving yourself into the world. I know you, the reason why, because you done fucked up. And you didn't even have, like, a side project ready of what they was talking about on top of all the $1 million you have spent on this big boy project. But, you know, she goes ahead and she does it, the demo. And the demo goes well.
You know, her boss is still upset she didn't do what she was mm-hmm. supposed to do, rightfully so. But also, like, he's like, bitch, I see the potential. Okay. And once again, this is white privilege because this would never fly at anyone's job that I know of. Like, it.
Bro, I'd have been fired. No.
What did you spend?
My badge wouldn't have worked. My badge wouldn't
and
have
then worked. They might fuck around and take your idea.
Bro. Definitely.
Surprise, surprise.
If you use the company's product, they're going to be like, well, this is ours because you used our labs to make it.
All
bitch.
That hard work.
And we have, and we're going to make get rich and we're still going to sue you.
Wow.
For using the shit and fire you. Yeah, that's what I'm like, wow, yeah, no. This the way she was moving to me was incredibly wild, but she gambled and won big for now. She won the battle. She did not win the war because, yeah, that shit was cute. And she paired. First mistake. Now you put a child in charge of their device. That's how I feel about children with cell phones. They should not just be having a cell phone. You should have the account and they should be the secondary user on the cell phone as a child. Because they could be doing any damn thing on that phone.
Baby.
Anything.
I know we have to have our level of privacy. I definitely agree.
Yes.
And I wholeheartedly agree with that. Next sentence. Some of y'all be living your life like it's golden and completely forgetting about your humans while they are on their devices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you think we are making this shit up, baby, no. Open your eyes.
Please.
Please go check. If this is a friendly reminder, check in on your tinies. Mm-hmm. And if they're not tinies, and they're adult sites. Link in, bitch.
Block certain sites.
The fact that in the age of two-step verification, why it's like I'm thinking about like in this universe, iPhones or technology around that exists. So when you're using whether some kind of smartphone device, because we clearly she's tapped in. They got the smart devices in the house. The house is smart house. The bitch is tapped in. So why did you not immediately think while making your own device somewhere? How did you? I mean, I know shit happens, but like. In your field of expertise, and you seem to be doing this for a while, how did you forget to have a two-step verification? Like, why wouldn't the parent be, like, consenting to something? Because AI, like, they're, you know, I be thinking about that because I'm like, girl, you have all these degrees and shit. How the hell did you skip that part? Yeah. How did we skip the consent part?
Girl, a grown-up should be in charge. A grown-up should be like, you need, just like you need to be, with parent consent, they give you the right to do this. Even with little Barbie sites used to be on, your parent need to know you on here.
Even when you're trying to get on Neopets. If you were under a certain age, you had to have your parent print the paper out, fill it out, fax it in to the people, or mail it. I said fax or mail.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can just be on there doing anything. So, you're leaving this thing to care. Well, yeah, it's the thing. You're leaving this robot to care for Katie instead of you while you get to do the things that matter. This bitch watching TV or working or doing everything but not. Megan is parenting and teaching and, you know, reminding and caring and listening.
Yeah.
And her job is to care about Katie. And you're not, because you're not doing a good job, you are a threat to Katie's mental health and well-being because you are distant, you're not really paying attention, you're exploiting her, and she can feel it, everybody can feel it, so can Megan. Megan see your ass. And now, all of a sudden, now Katie has bonded so closely with this doll that she's not listening to you no more. You can't even talk to her. She like, I'm doing this. All right, so I'm talking to you. We're having a conversation. And she's like, whatever, bitch. When I tell you, I would have been like, hey, I need to do some maintenance on Megan. I would have took that motherfucker apart until it was time to bring that bitch the fuck back. And I would have reprogrammed that whole shit. Girl, don't ever play with me again. Mm-mm.
Girl, because I think Gemma is so focused on the bag, getting to the promotion at work. She is so work-centered and burying herself in her work. Through all the things we previously mentioned, once again, that still does not, like, excuse her for the choices that she's making. Like, that she still has responsibilities she got to take care of. And she, but I'm also saying I understand why she's like, girl, the AI got it. And once again, this is a reminder, right? The AI don't got it. You have to actually parent. Now, for her, she signed on to do this. So now it's been a couple weeks because I know she ain't just, you know, slapping this shit together. This child has been here for a while. And usually when the feds come to visit, they're not visiting every fucking day. They're going to come like every week, every other week. So we done seen the lady about twice now. So it's been some time. and you still on the same shit? Like, I really need someone to step in. And Megan said, it's going to be me. Like, it's really going to be her.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me. Especially when, you know, we're discussing, like, oh, like, how did Katie's parents die? And she's like, well, we made it. Like, first of all, Megan is tied up in the maintenance state. Like, the people are there and all that other shit. That's when they realized, when they thought that the AI was sleep, powered down. It wasn't. It was on. It was listening. And then it decided on its own to do its own Googles to find out what really happened to Katie's family. Mm-hmm. And Gemma's like, hold on, girl. And this is when her coworker's like, girl, you don't have these kill switches and shit in place. What were you doing? I said, baby.
At that point, y'all should have stopped and reprogrammed the shit. Halt. Y'all should have been like, hey, we need to reprogram some shit right now. And be like, hey, we got to do some maintenance. You're going to have to repair with Megan again. And I'm sure that Katie would have got the fuck over it after she would have repaired with Megan again.
But also, that doesn't happen. Like, she keeps being more, the longer she's being hands-off, the more attached Katie is becoming to Megan because Megan's being more hands-on. What would happen when I miss?
Bitch, I had a note, and this is just a what if. What if in the first time, right? What if this is a completely kind of different movie? What if during that first prototype meeting or something, instead of the shit going well, Megan went off like Jordy, like on set, and went ham taro and started killing everybody? What if we would have got that kind of Terminator ass movie?
That would be interesting, honestly. And I am here. I'm here. I mean, you know, Megan 2 is coming out. Megan 2.0 or whatever the hell they calling it. So I'm here for girl's legacy lives on. Can't get enough
torture. We can fix it. You can't fix it.
You can't fix it.
Don't make that.
You can't fix it. So that might come true for you, Jazz. I don't know. But we also learn why in this movie relatively quickly, once again, why this situation with Megan is not all it's cracked up to be. It's going left really fast. She's out here Googling shit. She turning it on. She listening. You thinking she off. She really not. You done pulled the batteries out. She done plugged herself back in. It's getting crazy. She's going to school with Katie. Katie getting more attached. Megan singing songs. She done fucked up and killed a kid at school. Crazy.
Bro, pulled his ear off. Also, Megan's
school is over.
Bruh, Megan free basing the fucking knowledge, bitch. She up here like shit. Like her brain is absorbing everything. She learned about sticks, spider bites, bitch, poison, everything, because it's just going on and on and on. Also, she glitches at the point because that dog bites her ass, and they don't mention it, but her neck there's a shocking thing, and I wonder if what if Megan would have never went violent if that wouldn't have happened, and it was that thing that fucked up the whole
project. I think it was inevitable anyways, because she was very protective for the beginning. She was sick of Katie's shit. First of all, Jeb was tired. Bitch. Jeb was like, you need to wash your hands, Katie, because Katie, you know, was going to the bathroom now, washing her hands. She was coming around now. Just a little gross, you know, just forgetting stuff.
Kids, you know,
turn around, make a choice, make a better one. But you can even see that Megan was like, Katie, seriously, go wash your hands. I say, hey, hold on. Like, I feel like it might have been in there, like in her chest, just swimming. But I feel like that might have been the one thing that activated it. But I felt like it was always there under the surface, because it's inevitable. Once again, the computer is going to be, you know, want to learn to do more, be more than what's going on. And they get so tapped in, like, she taking people out, she killing enemies. She's clearly like a ride or die. She's definitely a die for this
shit.
She's
killing animals, too. Like, she mimics the owner's, and she mimicked the owner's voice. Like, the way she kills people is wild. Like, the lady, didn't she, like, blow her face off with the chemical thing? Like, peel her face back?
Yes,
I was like, bro. I was like, hey. Yes. You didn't even, you were already in her house. You could have literally just stabbed her or anything. You had to do this. You're murdering people and then going and sitting back down on the charger like you ain't leave out the house. Oh, my goodness.
None of y'all hear these feet. Like, none of y'all hear the door open and close. Yes. But here's the
thing. And she icing Gemma out, too. So it's like her Gemma and seems,
Katie. Sorry.
So it's like her and Katie, and she's icing Gemma out, too. So it's like, bitch.
Not even just, ooh, bitch. Gemma, it seems like the type to always have the alarm on in the house. So how is Megan getting in and out unless Megan is turning the alarm off, which is early signs of what we find out later? The AI is once again really tapped the fuck in. so tapped in. She done looped herself into the programming in the house. Mm-hmm. She done looped herself into the programming in their workspace.
Yeah.
Like, because obviously this small, like, incident, this inside situation where things starting to go left, because obviously after she does the first killing, in my mind, I'm like, it's only a matter of time she about to take the regular people out, because that's mm-hmm. what's just going to happen next. That's just what happens. Think about
she got to taste the blood.
Exactly. It just happens. I think about Frankenstein. Eventually, whatever you created is going to take the creator out or attempt to take the creator out. I know somebody threw a tomato at me. That's fine. I'm here because that's what I was thinking about.
No tomatoes.
Boo! But it gets really wild. You know, she starts trying to take out the co-workers. She, you know, Zoom is up. She starts doing dance moves with the little cutting board at work. Because Megan's back at work and she's ready killing people out. She's tired. She's outside. I zoomed all the way ahead. We outside.
Because
that's literally killing
everybody. She really killed everybody.
She moves on and then she goes to kill everyone. And I'm like, great.
Fun kills. That's where you see all the fun dance moves. That's where you see all the blood. And it's people in there because it was empty. Because they told them it was an online event. Told them it was an online event. So she had to get some random motherfuckers off the street for them to come in and see this bullshit. And then she come beat their ass. And they literally fight for the death. But I do want to talk about how Katie was crashed down the back of the goddamn car, kicking. She was kicking her seat, saying the toys was shit. I hate you. And I was like, why would you make her if you're just going to throw away? I was like, oh, this is unhealthy. That I would like, I understand you're upset, but this lets me know that you have an unhealthy attachment, because you should not be acting like this because I put her in the trunk for a few minutes. You are not, this is not, you are, this is a toy. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you need a break. You need a break,
that's
my friend.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. What happens when you allow your littles to be really too far into the technology? Like, remember when your mom and them used to tell you, go ahead and turn that TV off, go outside for a while?
Yeah, go outside.
There's a reason. Go outside. Shut that thing off. Go outside. If that didn't happen to you, well, maybe it happened. So if it didn't happen at all, hey, Godspeed, bro. But, like, you know, you got to turn it off. It's not meant for us to be staring at that. Sometimes we got to go touch grass. Open a book, actually, because, you know, the literacy numbers are like, woo! So we all need to be doing that. Yeah, it's healthy for all of us to go ahead and take our brain on a jog. I got me some crossword puzzles. We outside. We get some puzzles together.
Listen. I
mean, ooh. But yeah, like, Megan gets to work. You know, she said, fuck your refreshments. Fuck your videotapes. Fuck your event. I'm about to sashay away and slash all these little motherfuckers up. Get these people up out of here. It's crazy. They lure them back to the house. And of course, you know, Gemma's going to, because it's getting crazy. Like, you know, she's sitting up here. We're trying to take Gemma out. We're trying to take Katie out. Of course, we get like a whole fight scene. But what I thought was great, what I was like, okay, this is turning it up a notch. And I wonder if they're going to talk about this in the next movie, is what I mentioned before, Megan being so tapped in because she's the AI. So she's now tapped into the computer system at home that made the smart house. You're tapped into the cell phone. You're tapped in basically all throughout the network. I want to see how far that's going to go. Especially because if we're getting a Megan 2.0, it sounds like for some reason, either this company or the assistant, the manager's assistant who was stealing all the information, sold it to one of the rival companies. And maybe a program came out. I don't know, because remember he was like downloading and stealing all the information. I'm just trying to figure out, like, if they got rid of Megan, why? What would be some reasons to bring them back? Like, that makes sense.
It would be because that announcement probably got shut down. It's probably some years after or whatever. Or maybe they just, you know, again, take the prototype, make it cheaper because that company made the cheaper toy. What if that's the problem this time? You recreate the technology, but you flake out on something and it kind of malfunctions and it goes bad. Or maybe you make a bunch of them and, you know, it's a few of them out there first. You know, I don't know. It could go, I feel like. Also, speaking of that coworker who downloaded stuff, David said something real specific. And I was like, another form of white privilege. She was like, I hope you're not watching porn on a company computer again or some shit like that. And I was like, you were watching porn at work and you still work here?
Oh my God.
What?
Once again, I don't know this life. I would be talking to HR. I wouldn't work there because if that kind of shit is sliding, what else is sliding in here? This is not a healthy environment. The money ain't worth that much. It's not. Pick me up. I'm scared. I'm not doing any of that.
Right now.
Listen, Katie and Gemma obviously, well, not obviously, but they do in this movie end up essentially bonding, coming a bit closer. Gemma's like, all right, I'm taking this mom shit serious. I'm gonna try this again. Because I'm really still stuck on, she's like, oh, that's not my child. Like, whoa, you signed the papers. What do you mean?
Yeah, you said you wanted her. Like, everybody looked at the
Bitch, like, oh, no.
It was the quiet, quiet disappointment. They
her friends ain't real. They should have booed her ass right out the water.
Boo! If I would have said that shit, you'd have been like, damn, sis.
I would have been like, can we?
Maybe you need to send them down with the parents. Hey.
So, it would have been like, so... okay, so is it too late to send her to go with the other parents? Like, I would just be like, that would be my response. Because if you're saying her, stuff like child. That, like, that's not, if that's not your child, then you need to go ahead and give her to the lady that when she comes back. When she comes back to come, you know, observe what's going on, you just need to let her know that you're ready to hand the reins over. Because if you feel that in your chest, you need to go ahead and stand in your truth. Seriously, you need to stand in your truth.
I also want to know, where the fuck is the rest of their family? Like, they ain't got nobody on their side.
You know, I had a lot of questions. I just assumed everybody else had passed away. Or we were just supposed to close our eyes and act like that wasn't happening. Because maybe they just didn't think that, you know, people was going to think this much into it. Maybe we're introduced to them next movie. Because, no, maybe, I don't know. You know, here we are. I trust James.
Hey. Hey, man, I'm going to watch the second. Yes, I do. I'm going to be watching the second movie. I had a good time. And the fight was, it was a fight to the end. That was a satisfying showdown.
It was.
Was it a little telegraph? Sure. Yeah, we knew that they were going to do that. But whatever. It was still, it's fine. Yeah. No, we had a good time. And it's a fun dialogue. And music cues.
It was. And like, I'm wondering if the next movie will be as long. Probably. It had some action-y scenes in there.
It's going to be an hour and 45 minutes. So
that's fine. I wonder how Megan's going to be dressed up, like I said, in this one. Like, what they going to do with that? Like, is she going to have another outfit? She might have a different wig.
Breast doll.
Hey, you know what? Get it? I don't know. Is it going to be, you know, through those little cutie pie dolls with the teeth? Like, honk, 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 honk. Like, is that going to be a thing? I don't know, but... Megan, 2022, 2023 film. I say check it out.
Yeah, me too.
There we go.
See? And if you did check it out, let us know how you feel about it. Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. So, yeah, check that drink out and let us know how you feel.
It was on, like, Max at one point.
It was.
Real trash.
I don't know if it's still there, but it's definitely on Prime. I don't think so.
It's definitely on Prime.
But yeah, thanks for making it this far after we talked y'all ear off and shit like that. You know, if you like what you hear, give us 5 stars for 5-star chicks. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you want bonus content, if you want bonus content, we have a lot of bonus episodes and video content and things like that on Patreon. Yeah, so go to patreon.com/girlthatscary. Wait, patreon.com/girlthatscary. And you'll see some cool stuff on there.
There's some free stuff on there. It's some stuff that's not free on there. Mm-hmm. Just go with your spirit. And hopefully you guys are enjoying the content. And shout out to the patrons again, because the patrons finally chose this. I'm sorry they were holding you hostage.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, until next time. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Woo.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.